Hours to Protect on Beat.
It's the most chocolate-filled time of the year, but Easter can cause some issues for the environment.
We haven't always celebrated Easter the way we do now.
That's Hans Sommer. He's the chief executive at Global Action Plan, an environmental behaviour change organisation.
And I think it's also fair to say that things have got out of hand a bit. We're generating massive amounts of waste. We're polluting the atmosphere and the environment with the plastic and the energy that we're using. And let's face it, the statistics say that each child eats on average 8 chocolate eggs over the Easter break. That's probably a bit much of a good thing.
Add the decorations, packaging and how the chocolate is produced to the mix, and Easter becomes quite worrisome for our environment.
Most people spend about 40 euros per person on Easter. We're generating so much waste. The chocolate eggs that you buy in the supermarket, they're largely packaging. The box takes up to 60 to 80% of the weight. The egg is only about a third of what you buy. The rest is plastic and cardboard.
We generate 10 tons of wrapping foil waste over the Easter period and 270 tons of cardboard.
If you put that together with the fact that we know that people only recycle about half of the plastic and the paper that we get in, it means that we're adding a massive amount to our landfill.
Thankfully, there are more sustainable versions of the Easter egg or whatever way you like your chocolate at Easter and all year round. Like Bean and Goose, based in North County Wexford, co-founded by sisters Karen and Natalie Kane. They have many Easter products, including a chocolate hare.
As most people probably know, the hare doesn't actually live in a burrow like a rabbit. He actually builds a nest. And he used to live in common ground, and there'd be lots of birds around, and the birds would often borrow the hare's nest to lay their eggs in. So people believed that the hare was laying the eggs. And that's where some people, and us in particular, believe that's where the Easter Bunny comes from.
The sisters were thinking about sustainability and fair trade from Bean and Goose's very beginnings 10 years ago.
Oh, from the very start, it was always really important that has to be right. It's got to be solid. We've got to be able to stand over it. And then you can do the beautiful things with chocolate. But it can only be beautiful when everybody along the chain wins. We're completely inspired by our environment, our landscape, what grows here. All of those things completely inspire everything we do at Bean and Goose. So it makes sense for us to protect it, to look after it and to treat it respectfully.
The chocolate from Bean and Goose comes from Ecuador.
And we get that chocolate because it is truly sustainable. There's a very short supply chain, so we can trace it right back to the growers. And we work directly with those 17 families that grow the cacao bean. They are paid above fair trade prices, and what we do is we set those prices for 3 years, which means because fair trade prices are actually commodity linked and they can go up and down very, very sharply, very quickly, and we set those prices so that people have security of income. They know what a kilo of beans is going to cost, you know, in a month's time and right up until 3 years' time. So that's really important for families.
And the packaging of Bean and Goose chocolate and Easter products is also done sustainably.
But everything we do is pared back. That's where we find the beauty really is in the simplicity, I think, more than anything else. So there is no plastic in our packaging. Everything is recyclable or compostable and home compostable. That's very important too. So we think about each material that we use, where we get it from, who we can buy it from, can it come from Ireland? You know, so all of that comes into our consideration when we're making decisions.
And back to Hans from Global Action Plan, who has some easy advice on how to be a bit more eco-friendly at Easter time.
I'm not trying to be a spoil sport and really take the fun out of Easter, but maybe we can go back to some having a think about how our grandparents used to mark Easter. And I'm not trying to say that we should go back in time, but actually maybe we don't need to buy as much. And I know if over COVID we talked about, focusing on the experience and not the buying. And I think that is probably something that we have lost in the last 10, 20 years over Easter, that we're buying our way to an experience rather than making experiences and memories with our children.
Hours to Protect is funded by Commission na Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.